to receive power and riches from the Lord, a level of sacrifice is required. In this message, Pastor teaches on the four E's of wealth from the life of Joseph in the Bible.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 5. Verse 12, the book of Revelations, the fifth chapter, and verse 12.
Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing."
Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Seven types of wealth that is mentioned here. It says there, real wealth, true wealth. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing." One of the blessings of wealth is power. And you can never get to that point of being wealthy unless you are slain. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power." There is a level of sacrifice that is needed for you to enjoy real power. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. "Worthy is the Lamb." If you see somebody walking in power, in these seven kinds of blessings or wealth, remember there is a level of sacrifice. There is a level where you literally die to yourself. There's a Hebrew word for wisdom. It's a word called tushia. That speaks about, you know, tushia actually, if you are enjoying tushia or the wisdom that's called tushia, it means you will actually feel like a victim. I mean, just imagine true riches, wealth, prosperity, blessing all coming, and you feel like a victim. In other words, you are working hard and somebody else is partying. You feel, what is this? Everybody else is sleeping. You are on your knees praying. What is this? What am I doing? Johnny is having a good time, but you are fasting. Looks like everybody has got everything happening for them, but you're having this disciplined walk. See, even for real wealth to come in, or wisdom to come in, there is a level of being slain. That is true. I mean, just if you go to the gym and you want to really have power muscles, it's gonna hurt. No pain, no gain. You want power to swim? Even to cook a good meal? To build anything, you need power. And that happens only with the scripture. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. These seven things are the real wealth that God wants to give His children. A good shepherd wants to see his congregation wealthy. A bad shepherd only wants to get wealthy, but will never put himself on the line to teach and preach and pray for people to get wealthy. Lift your hands unto Jesus tonight. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Church, worship Jesus tonight. To enjoy true riches, you know, just to enjoy riches. There comes a time when you give, and you feel like a victim. You've given out so much, you feel, oh my God! But it is at that tushia, that point, that God begins to bless. Tonight, I want you to open to two more scriptures. Two familiar scriptures. One is Genesis 49. When Jacob is blessing his sons, the 49th chapter and verse 22, and 22 to 24.
Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob.
Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 13. Two scriptures, Zechariah 8 verse 13. Zechariah 8 verse 13.
And it shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass.
As you were a curse among the heathen.
As you were a curse among the heathen.
O house of Judah.
O house of Judah.
And house of Israel.
And house of Israel.
So will I save you.
So will I save you.
And you shall be a blessing.
And you shall be a blessing.
Fear not.
Fear not.
But let your hands be strong.
Fear not, for let your hands be strong. Tonight, I want to title the message, The 4E, 4E's of True Wealth. And here, in the first scripture that we read in Genesis 49, I've preached on this so many times. My name is Joseph. And I love this scripture. It says, Joseph is a very fruitful branch. The real translation uses the second word as a very fruitful tree. By a well, whose branches run over the wall. No limitations. The blessings just begins to overflow. May that be your portion tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I will save you. You shall not be a curse. I will bless you. Amen. And here it says, Joseph was a fruitful branch. A fruitful branch by a well, whose branches were running over beyond the wall. Amen. I mean, Joseph prospered even beyond the walls of his house. He just kept prospering. He just began. I mean, there was no limitations upon his life. Some people prosper only within the house, within that one company that they are working in, or that one job that they have. But God doesn't place limitation. It says, beyond his house, across the nations, Joseph was a fruitful branch. He was sold by his brothers, but still he prospered. But still he prospered. Amen. True blessings are generational. It's never limited to one person's lifetime. His great-grandfather Abraham was blessed. His grandfather Isaac was blessed even during famine time. His father Jacob was blessed. And the fourth generation, Joseph, was blessed, and that blessing continued to go beyond himself to generations. May your blessings never be limited to you. May it go through into your generations. Glory to God. If you have been a curse, if you are the only person in your family who has ever trusted in the Lord and trusted in His word, may this be the beginning of something new into your family tree. May it remove every curse and release your generation into blessing. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, in your name I receive your blessing. Hallelujah. Tree planted by the well Can you imagine in Psalms 1 it says, blessed is the man who does not heed to the counsel of the ungodly. And you know the scripture parts. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Can you imagine? One tree by the waters, receiving every bit of nourishment. Gosh, you will stand apart from others. It looks like every kind of resources, life, blessing, God's hand is coming upon you and you alone. A tree planted by the rivers. You would want trees by the rivers. But the Bible says, blessed is the man if he will not listen to the godly, ungodly wisdom, who will walk in the ways of God. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers, planted by the waters. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I receive my source of blessing. May your Holy Spirit river flow. Rabba lahadana prabha. Wash the hal bradi nimoshas watal prabhudini gadagam. Vaidharajanam prabhadira prabhudini gadagastanam. Glory to God. We worship you, Jesus. You know, the Bible says, Joseph, the archers have sorely grieved him. Joseph's afflictions, it speaks about arrows and archers. Arrows are weapons. But arrows won't do any harm to you if there is no archer behind it. But there were archers who were shooting at him. It was like a target practice. Sometimes you wonder whether you will be blessed because you feel you are the target of every kind of attack. Joseph went through that. His afflictions were there. His brothers shot arrows at him. 44's wife attacked him. You know, if somebody has to target you, they have to think about you. Can you imagine that? An archer taking the arrows to shoot, thinking about, okay, this is my target. I have to hit them. Sometimes you wonder, hey, life is so cruel. I have not hurt anybody. Why is everybody speaking bad about me? That's life. You might not take yourself seriously, but others take you seriously. You're minding your own business and others want to mind your business too. That's why they attack you. Because somewhere people think if you are blessed, they won't be blessed. It can be a friend. It can be people in high places like Potiphar's wife. It can be his own family. The Bible says, in spite of all the attacks, Joseph was a fruitful branch. 23rd verse, they shot at him and hated him. That word means intensely disliked him. There are people who will intensely dislike you without a cause. Sometimes you wonder, why do they hate me? I haven't done anything wrong to them. Why do they hate me? But they intensely. That is a part of life. Everybody goes through it. You can just be walking around and somebody will be thinking, he's too proud. Looks like this guy is arrogant. I don't like it. You know, have you seen people? Maybe your own friends chatting about somebody else. I don't like that guy. Do you know him? I don't know him. But I just don't like him. Sometimes people hate you without a cause. There can be people who will speak bad about you. There are people with whom you haven't even spoken in your lifetime. It says they grieved him. Look at the afflictions of Joseph. Tushia, slain. feels like a victim, but God is prospering him. Are you with me? Grieved him. That means painfully wounded. Some arrows have really hit you. The enemy makes plans to destroy you, and it looks like some of their plans have succeeded. It makes you to grieve, makes you to sit and cry, weep, and you say, life is so difficult. I don't think I can go on. I don't know who to trust. A royal son sold as a slave, Joseph, blackmailed by Potiphar's wife. And you think God will defend you? And God doesn't seem to be in the picture. You don't seem to be immune to people's attack. I do not know to whom I am saying this tonight. Do not be afraid. Your life is not cursed. When you go through these challenges and trials, do not be afraid. For the Lord who called you is faithful. He will set you free. He will save you and prosper you and bless you. Glory to God. If you have cried, that is okay. Joseph cried. He grieved. He went to the lowest point in his life. Put into a prison. That's the lowest point. Because it's not the prison like that we see now. Dungeon. He was thrown into prison, the Bible says. I mean, thrown. You go down into the dungeon. But the Lord of resurrection, glory to God, will always bring you out of everything that people have thrown you into. Tonight, there is a supernatural deliverance over somebody who's been afflicted for a very long time. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Glory to God. But look at the 24th verse. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. His bow remained strong. 17 years sold as a slave by his brothers. Hurt, grieving, wounded. Joseph didn't quit. His bow remained strong. Glory to God. In the pit, he didn't quit. When he was blackmailed, he didn't say, I give up. It's enough. He didn't quit. When he was put into prison, he didn't quit. Enough. No. Every storm, every trial has an expiry date. Tonight I want to tell somebody, you will outlive your sickness. You will outlive your sickness. You will outlive your financial crisis. You will outlive your marriage crisis. You will outlive every storm and everything that the enemy has thrown at your life. You will outlive it. You will come out stronger. Don't quit. Let your bow be strong. Let your hands be strong. Glory to God. Can you imagine that Joseph came from a genealogy where his great-grandfather did not quit at 99 years old? At 99, glory to God. He had a candlelight dinner. And Isaac was born 1 year later. Hallelujah. Isaac did not quit, his grandfather. Isaac married at 40. Had his first son at 60. He dug a well, and the Philistines would come and close it. He tried another business, dug another well. They would come again and put to it. He tried again. They would come again and do it. He didn't quit. His bow remained strong. Jacob, 7 years. He worked hard to get the girl that he wanted. But he didn't get it. He didn't quit. Another 7 years. He didn't quit. In 20 years, his boss changed his wages, deceived him with wages 10 times over. He didn't quit. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, don't quit. Glory to God. You might feel like a victim. You might feel as if you're all alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God will bring you through. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what are the four E's from the life of Joseph that we learn? First is example. Before example, the first one is not example. The first one is, in New Testament context, don't give excuses. Excuses. His bow remained strong concerning his calling with God. Luke 14, 16 to 21. We don't have time for everything, but at least look through a couple of them. Luke 14.
Then said he unto him,
A certain man made a great supper, a great feast, and bid many to come. Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. You hear that? A great feast is prepared. And the master is calling everybody to come. But they began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray that thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Another excuse. See, all these are blessings. Ground, oxen, marriage. Those are not curses. Those are blessings. But when blessings become an excuse, it becomes a problem. God bless you with a job. Now you have no time to pray. So busy. When these excuses were given, Jesus just changed the guest list. The people who thought they were going to eat became hungry. The calling of God is never forced on anyone. If you don't come when God calls you, you will watch others eat. Can you imagine Joseph in the pigsty giving up on God, saying, listen, life is too hard. I didn't sign up for this. Betrayal. I feel like a victim. I feel life is unfair. I don't think I'll serve this God anymore. No. Excuse means to, there are people who have excuses to avoid, to refuse, to reject. They belittled in Luke 14 the call of God. They didn't value or discern the value of the feast and the one who called them. There are people, you know, whom
I sometimes ask them to do something for the Lord. And there are people who give excuse. And I have no problem with it. I don't know, I understand. Yeah, I understand. You've got a wedding to attend of your grandfather's, cousin's, son's, neighbor's child. I understand. That's very important for you. Yeah. Go for that. But the Lord takes this very seriously. The second E is the E of example. Joseph is an exemplary example. Are you with me? That's what God wants us in the New Testament church to be. That word has got the meaning of mark, a model, a sign, a pattern. You are the benchmark for people wanting to be like you. You become a sign. A design that is admired and desired, where others want to imitate you. John 13 verses 14 and 15. We're looking at it from the New Testament context. Yes.
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet.
If your Lord and Master have washed your feet.
You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example.
I have given you an example. Jesus is saying, listen, I have done this so that I'm setting an example for you. In 1 Timothy 4:12, Paul writing to Timothy said, be an example. In your faith, in your love, in the purity of your heart. In your conversation, be an example. Hebrews 8, 1 to 5. The Bible uses the word, the tabernacle that Moses was given was to be an example. That word means to replicate. Acts 4, 13. When they saw Peter and John, they understood these have been with Jesus. They look like Jesus. They've been with Jesus. See, John the Baptist was not an original. He replicated Elijah. Are you with me? A replicate is not a photocopy. It's a true copy. It's not a duplicate. Replication is not duplication. Some of the key things to enjoy your get into your calling, walk in your calling, walk in your blessing, walk in what God has got for you. The easiest way is look for somebody as an example who is doing it. Replicate it. You see the results happening. I used to replicate everything my spiritual father used to do. An example in character. You know, this time this scripture really freaked me out. I mean, I've read through this before, but it never touched me the way it did this time round. Deuteronomy 22, verses 6 and 7. Deuteronomy 22. Are you enjoying God's word tonight? Deuteronomy 22 verses 6 and 7.
If a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether there be young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young, but thou shalt in any wise.
In other words, you know, read through that. If a bird's nest, either on a tree or on the ground, with its young is there, and the mother is sitting there with the young, and you happen to pass that way, even if you eat the young, don't touch the mother. Don't kill it, don't touch it. Don't touch the mother. Can you imagine that? I've read through this many a time and it struck me. You know, there were no drive-in restaurants, Swiggy to order food at home, no refrigerator to keep food, no microwave oven to heat up food. So if you happen to go on the road and you see a bird and the young and the eggs, wow, you got a free meal. You're going to eat. You're going to cook. What's for dinner? Yeah, you got that nice tasty little thing for dinner. However you want to fry those eggs, scramble, sunny side up, omelette, whatever way, you can have it. But here the Bible says, when you walk through and see it, leave the mother alone. This is a very small thing. Big doors move on small hinges. Sometimes, you know, it's a small thing, but when you obey it, the Bible uses the word, when you read that scripture, it says, that it might be well with thee and that thou might live long. Can you imagine that? There's a blessing attached to it. If you leave the mother bird alone without killing it or harming it, there is life. Did you find that?
Yes.
Read it.
But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest prolong thy days.
That thou might, it might be well with thee, or thou might prosper, and that you might prolong your days, you might live long. It's a simple thing. Don't touch your mother, even when she gets old. In the New Testament, you will find, honor your father and mother, that might be well with thee. If you're a daughter-in-law, if you're a child, never ever hurt the mother bird. Never be cruel to the mother bird. You can even eat the siblings. Fry them. Roast them. Glory to God. But don't harm your mother, because it might be well with thee. Some people, you know, they're not an example at home. They don't have the character. They are in relationships. They don't know how to be kind. They said, be kind to that bird. The righteous man takes care of his beast, even his animal. He's kind. In Proverbs 31, it says, the woman, the superwoman in Proverbs 31. I haven't seen a single woman like Proverbs 31 woman other than my wife. Gosh. I need to send her this part. It says there, the 26th verse, I think, in the Proverbs 31, she's got the law of kindness in her mouth. Just kindness. Just being kind to one another in relationships, especially to your parents, especially to your mother, makes things to go well and for your branch to leap over the wall and prosper. Oy. Glory to God. It looks like a small thing, but it's a major thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even treat animals right. There's a mother bird blessing. You don't want to miss it. Character. Be an example. Ephesians 4:31. It says there, 31:32, read that fast, please.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and
let all bitterness, wrath and anger
and clamor
and evil speaking
be put away from you
with all malice
and be you kind.
See,
one to another.
Be ye kind one to another.
Tender-hearted,
forgiving one another,
even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
See, being tender-hearted, being kind, is being a Christian. Not being rude and harsh and rough, and especially in your home. The Bible says it will be well with you. That what original translation means, you will prosper and you might live long. So the second E is an example even at home. And I just quote the third one, excellence. The third E is excellence. Joseph, just like Daniel had an excellent spirit, Joseph had an excellent spirit. That's a very attractive force. To set the best standard. Can you imagine that? Hebrews 11 verse 4 says, Abel offered an excellent sacrifice unto God by faith. Even your sacrifice is excellent. Even your giving, they are most excellent. Philippians 1 and verse 9 and 10. Read through that. And I close with that. Yes.
Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Mm. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Philippians 1, 9 and 10. First chapter, verses 9 and 10.
And this I pray, that your love may abound.
That your love may abound.
Yet more and more.
Yes, yet more
knowledge,
and more.
In knowledge and in all judgment.
Yes.
That you may approve things that are excellent. Mm. That you may be sincere and without offense.
That you may approve things that are
excellent.
Excellent. God wants you to discern things that are excellent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tonight, no matter how grieved, hurt, wounded you are, doesn't matter who has hurt you, look at Joseph's life and you find these four things. And God raised him up. Even 44's house, God raised him up. In the prison, God raised him up. In the palace, God raised him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His branch was running over. There are no excuses saying, I am hurt. I did this because my mother hurt me. I gave it back. No excuses. No. There's a motherhood blessing. Relationship blessing. Be kind. Be nice. Be good. Especially to your pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah.